to an annual Asian previous arcade. So I mean, we can find that dark, beastly life who's just about me and my satisfaction, and who cares about you? I'll eat you if you taste good, or if... And we find that among some people, some humans too, although they may do it with wars and competition, trying to finish off each other, gobble up each other. So, right here we find the good world and the, well, less good world, you could say. And we wander here, depending on our consciousness, body to body. Guna, karma. But where I lived, and most people are nice, peaceful. Doing a good work, being responsible, parents, taking care, concerned about the environment. Should be honest, responsible, and so on. And what I spoke about in the beginning, small town, big city, I'm kind of joking, yes. Because I'm seeing it in the Swedes in general. Most people are kind of satisfied with what they have and with the basics and not needing any extraordinary luxury. Those who do, I kind of pity them, because it's something they haven't understood about life. They think that gathering lots of things and beauty and luxury and all that, prestige, position, fame maybe, money, that's what life is about, and that will make me happy. This is not true. That is an illusion. So for those who take up this bhakti process and they look at how Vaishnavas are and try to be like that. Look at me, and I'm a brahmacharya, grihastha, whatever. Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord. Then, well, we kind of fell in a little trap there, which I just want to warn about, is that somebody just see people around you, downtown or wherever, as lowly, terrible creatures, useless, just selfish sense enjoyers. But I rather learn to see, and when you're out there year after year on Sankirtan, well, you can either turn into a misanthrope, human hater, or you can see that, yes, deep in there, the person, the soul, yes, seeking happiness and enjoyment and a good life, just as we all do. Some seek it in the wrong way and some in the right way. So, hey, take this and you can find happiness for real. Not the temporary, dreamy stuff. The false stuff that is based on that false worldview of being just material beings in a material world. So yeah, Krishna consciousness is the happy way.